Welcome to Talk World Radio, a half-hour discussion of politics as if the people mattered. I'm David Swanson. This week on Talk World Radio, we are discussing efforts to prevent the United States from putting military bases back into Ecuador. Our guest, Bosco Vera Delgado, speaking to us from Ecuador, was representative to the Cantonal Council of Manta until 2023 and deputy director of heritage and culture management of that same city government. He chairs the Tribu Azul Foundation and is deputy coordinator of ISCRA, Multipolar Integration and Strategic Cooperation Latin America. Bosco Vera Delgado, welcome to Talk World Radio.
Hello, David. It's a pleasure to meet you. Well, as you say, my name is Bosco. I'm an Ecuadorian politician and activist, and I was born here in Manta, a small port city in South America, with access to the Pacific Ocean from the rest of the world. No? Since 1999, we hosted a U.S. military base. This base operated like a part of the Plan Colombia until 2009, no? On missions related to fight against the drug trafficking, but this left some marks on our society.
And 2009, I mean, I remember the president of Ecuador saying, you can have a base here if we can have a base in Miami, Florida. And yeah. I remember applauding. Yes, well said. Very good. Someone said something that made sense. What has changed now in 2025 that wisdom would be in trouble?
Well, maybe the Ecuadorian state is not operating right in many ways. Okay, so we have a problem about security things, and we have a lot of cartels operating the ports and the cities. So we have a very high violence rate, and this is motivating to people to acclaim that President Noboa is bringing back a new base. No, the right politicians in Ecuador have said that the outgoing of the Manta base is the genesis of the problem. So they need it back.
And they want it back because it will do police work? It will assist the police in Ecuador? Or because it will benefit the economy? Or what good will it do to bring it back?
Well, they have said that Rafael Correa, working with the guerrilla, Colombian guerrilla, they left the frontiers for them to traffic drugs. So they accuse it that the outgoing of the Manta base is the main problem. So they say if we get back the base of Manta, we can fight against the drug dealers. No? But now, since the last year, we are in a war declaration, an internal war, marked by the national security doctrine, you know, like an internal enemy that is making everything bad. And so they say that if Eric Prince come here now, the Blackwater mercenary CEO, they can fight better to the drug dealers.
So there's a choice between bringing in mercenary companies or bringing in the U.S. military?
Yeah, that's a choice, you know.
They don't seem like good choices. In the U.S. government, the excuse for more bases is often competition with China. If the U.S. doesn't have a base here, China will have a base here. Is there any basis for that kind of talk?
Well, right now, the U.S. is operating the Galapagos Island since 2018, in the Lenin Moreno government. So they are there like a forward operation location mode. It's not like a base, officially base, but it's a location for logistic things, no? So they are there, and I think they needed to make a front to China in the Pacific Ocean, in this war of taxes and commercial things.
But China has no bases or plans for bases in Ecuador or in the Galapagos, right?
No, it's not. I think the US is like a falling empire right now, and they try to survive controlling strategic resources in the third world countries. You know, and right now, Noboa president is like a millionaire family descendant. So they try to control the oil production, the main field of extraction of oil is now in a concourse to make it private. And the company that is trying to get it is one that the aunt of Noboa is one of the owners.
So the U.S. effectively has a base already in Galapagos Islands, which is straight out in the Pacific from Manta, Ecuador, and wants a base in Manta. But does the Constitution of Ecuador not have to be changed? Does it not forbid foreign bases?
Yes, that's the thing. The Monte Cristi Constitution, the one that is now operating in our country, it has forbidden that any foreign force has troops here or bases or things like that. But they are trying to justify it because they were. So I think we are living a shock doctrine, like Naomi Klein said. It's a shock.
Shock
And
doctrine.
then after the shock, they try to put on the neoliberal reforms, the ones that I don't know. They try to say people that if we give more power to the power, he's gonna defend us. But it's not true. We have now people disappearing, kids disappearing, and things like that. So we think that if U.S. comes here to give some logistic force to the government, this is going to be worse.
People should know that in the United States, there are people disappearing as well.
Yeah,
So,
who do you think that the US is going to help?
right. So, what do people in Manta think? Do most people want a US base back, or do most people want to keep foreign military bases out?
Well, the oligarchy of Manta in the 90s. They say that U.S. is going to bring work to the people. So they said, okay, it's an investment, so let's give it a support. But that was not true. The only thing that we had was the growing of the bars, like nightclubs, things like that. Little kids in prostitution, things like that. Because of the American troops here, they had a diplomatic immunity, so they did where they went, you know. Right now, I think that people doesn't remember so much what happened in those times. Only the fishermen's, because we are in a fisher port, and we had around 14 ships that were disappeared just because they think they were carrying drugs.
Do people just suspect, or do they know for a fact? What do we know about these ships that were sunk, possibly by the US military, possibly as part of an anti-drug campaign? Did the US ship, did the US military sink Ecuadorian boats and ships? Do we know that?
Okay, in those times we had a migratory crisis, so people start like buying like a ticket in fisher ships, so they take it to the United States illegally. So I know that the American troops tortured some of these ships with people inside. But the other ones were not carrying anything, just were fishing. So they attacked it. Some of them just never appeared. Like Jorge Cuatro is a ship that disappeared 23 years ago with around 24 people there. and they never appeared. And the families, I talked with some of them, they think that the United States troops were.
So, apart from the possible sinking of ships, a lot of places around the world where you have these bases, you have crimes of drunk driving and sexual assault and vandalism, and you have the US troops not subject to local laws. You have environmental pollution, destruction of land, water, air by the military base, not subject to local laws. Were all of these sorts of things the case, and do people not remember that?
I know that in those times, the commander of this location was invited to any political, civical activity. You have the mayor there, and beside you have the president of the commander of the U.S. troops. So they were like some saviors here. Like a messiah, and people see it like that, no? So they didn't remember a bad thing about it because the press actually hide it.
But back then, was there a popular movement to get rid of the base, or did the president of Ecuador come up with the idea all on his own and against the public will, get rid of the US base?
Well, there were many movements, but they were more relevant in the capital, in Quito. Here in the coast, maybe because the central state didn't come here, this was like an island. So people didn't understand so much what was the meaning of a military base in the context of the geopolitical thing. What were the risks of being here, huh? They think that this was a progress thing that will bring some progress, some money, some investment, some work. So when the president came, Correa, they tried to culturize about the risk of a military base. Also, when in 2008, the Colombian government, the Álvaro Uribe, get bombed the frontier of Ecuador, coordinating with the military base in Manta, in Angostura. They killed a guerrilla commander, Raúl Reyes, but they never asked to the Ecuadorian government for getting inside the country. So this was a very, I don't know, controversial thing that make that people understand a little bit the risk of a military base here.
And what was your position? What were you doing back then?
Right there, I was a kid. Actually, my city was an anonymous town until 1996. I was in school, and there a cargo plane from the millionaire company. It was an American company too, crashed in a central neighborhood. And this destroyed the cathedral in my school also. From that moment on, it came like to be in the radar of the compensation made for this company. And I think that our small airport became candidate there to the establishment of a military base because of this accident. So as I said, they call it forward operation location because they needed to bypass the congressional oversight, you know? So then the company ABBSUSA constructed the base, and then DynCorp, the other company, was the one that operated here. And you know, there are books that talk about how DynCorp made a clandestine pipe connection to the water company in Manta. So they were stealing water. They never paid water to the city. People think that they were going to make investment here, and actually, no, they were stealing water from the city.
So they get invited to put a base in someone else's country, and then they steal water for the base.
Yes, one of the things that they mean here, you know? But it's some information that you can find in internet, but no all people is interested to read. I think we need more diffusion about what happened with this kind of operations. You have Iraq, the human rights, denouncement that you have there, violation to civilians, things like that. That we have many testimonials here too, but they are not so diffusive.
There are a lot of places around the world where people are trying to get rid of US bases in Latin America, in the Philippines, in Japan, in Europe. People in Colombia have kept a new base out of one island and are now trying to stop them putting it on a different island. Do people in Ecuador pay attention to what's happening in other countries with these bases?
I think that if the military bases were the solution to fighting against the drugs, Colombia has seven military bases in this in his territory. So what happened there? They are the main drug producer of the world, and this never decreased. Actually, it increased in the time that the bases were there. So I think that people should think about it and see your examples. For example, the Colombian one, where other companies like the banana ones has investment in the mercenaries troops that is killing people when they protest against the reforms. I don't know, people fight for better rights to the workers. And the military version, the only thing that they made there is to sit to see what happens.
What are people doing in Ecuador who are opposed to bringing back US bases? What are you doing and what are other people doing?
People is I think that people has fear because of the violence. The gangsters are very strong in streets. You can't go out to eat a dinner with your wife or with friends because you have a violence situation, robs, rapes, kidnaps, things like that. So desperation is making that people claims for the U.S. help. And the government speech reinforces the idea that this is a good thing for the country. So people is not very concerned about it.
Are there examples of the US military helping with such things? Because I don't think that's the way the US military usually sees its job. Its job is to prepare for wars, not to be the local police.
Well, in El Salvador, you have an example of construction from marketing, politician marketing in Bukele. So people think that Bukele is the right way to do things and that he received help from the US troops. So when you think about a good way to make things, they say, okay, let's see Bukele. And let's try the same receipts that Bukele apply in the country, no? I think it's a mistake.
Yes, but they're disappearing people off the street in the United States and sending them to a prison in El Salvador. Is that what Ecuador wants?
Ecuadorian people think that the people that is sending Trump to Bukele are maybe delinquents or, I don't know, murder, things like that. But I think the propaganda makes it work here. So the history that they have constructed against Venezuela is a very strong relate that doesn't help, to the left in the country.
What can people around Latin America and around the world do to help? How can we assist in building a movement in Ecuador against foreign military bases like we want to build around the world. I don't think anyone should have foreign military bases in any country.
I think that testimonial are important that for other people to listen what happened in the other countries where military bases have been. So maybe I think that a movement that can diffuse more information, more contrast about this could help, you know, because people think that Midwest movements are terrorists. They don't think that this is a revolutionary movement that is fighting against the invasion or against the stealing of their resources. No, they are terrorists, like Palestine and things like that. So I think that we need more conscience about this. We need more testimonial. We need more products, audiovisual products that can show what happened in other places in the world. Mm-hmm.
But when Correa said, you know, we don't want a base here, we unless you give us a base in Miami, which was not serious, was never going to happen, but was the right thing to say, weren't people a little bit proud of that? Weren't people, because people around the world were applauding and thought, oh, well, the people of Ecuador must be proud to have a president who stands up to a global bully. Was there not any of that sort of pride that we imagined?
Yes, in this time this happened, but right now, you know, 8 years later, that Korea government ended, the right is telling a new story that tries to confirm that the outgoing of the military base in Manta is the cause of the increase of narco traffic and drug dealers and violence and things like that. So many people is thinking that that's true. And they feel like cheated by Korea. They say like, okay, Korea was a guerrilla, a Colombian guerrilla friend. So he take out the Americans for a better traffic route. So it's not good. We need it back. That's the thinking of so many people because of the right history.
Maybe we need to go back and find the stories of what people were saying 10 years ago and what was happening, what abuses members of the military were committing.
You know, actually, if you look for the numbers, you can see that was not really relevant the inculcation of drug during the Manta base, because you have only, let me see, please. Okay, the Manta base was operating around 11 countries. This was the ratio operation. There, during 10 years, it take around 1,758 tons of cocaine. Okay, if you divide it, you have only 175 per year. Yeah, and after the outgoing of the military base in Manta, just in one operation, the government captured around 70 tons of cocaine just in one operation. You see, it's not relevant really what the military base in Manta was making during these years.
And I don't think anybody believes that countering drugs or capturing drugs is why the US military wants a base there. The U.S. military wants a base there, and it's not going to leave even if the drugs disappear, right?
If we go back to history, in that year, in 1999, the U.S. Just lost the Howard base in Panama. So they need another position to control the region. And, you know, they take Curaçao in the Atlantic, and they need a new base in the Pacific. So they think Manta. And that was a starting of this history.
Yeah. Do we know what means the U.S. military uses to influence politicians in Quito? Because often there are special favors and special treatment for the politicians who support a base, even if the public does not.
Actually, the same year that the base come to Manta, we lost our national currency, the Sucre, and we adopt the dollar like the national currency because of a crisis that we had, where the president Yamil Mawad, he was a president financed by the bankers, and right now he's in Ho in Harvard teaching. So he was the main head of the right in that moment. And now when you see the files from the CIA, you can see that US always do that kind of things. They influence to the governments. They give hits with militaries to take the power and to have more influence in the region, in the countries, and catching resources for the transnational capital.
We have just about a minute left, Bosco Vera Delgado. I know that in Australia, they have asked the United States, will you bring nuclear weapons to your bases in Australia? And they've been told, we won't tell you. It's none of your business. It's our base in your country. But Latin America is supposed to be a zone of peace, an anti-nuclear zone. Do people care about having a base owned by another government that probably won't tell you if they have nuclear weapons there?
I think that people is not so clear about what is happening in the world. We are in the middle of a third world war, right? With China, with Russia, with other countries that are increasing the influence in the region and the world. And I think that US is taking Ecuador like the backyard for have a source of resources. And the military influence here with weapons and with things is not only a problem because we take some more resources, economical resources that can buy more medicines, more hospitals, construct schools and things like that. Not even because we are now taking part in this war from the warm place. Okay, maybe we have more opportunity with other polarities, maybe with I don't know, other sides, other edge, and we are now going back to the 90s with the same receipt.
Well, I hope we can learn from the past and not repeat it. I wish you all the best in working to educate people. Bosco Vera Delgado, thanks for what you're doing and for coming on Talk World Radio.
Thank you, David. Greetings to everyone.
This is Talk World Radio. I'm David Swanson. Take action at rootsaction.org. Help end war at worldbeyondwar.org. Read or listen to today's Peace Almanac entry at peacealmanac.org. All past shows can be heard at talkworldradio.org. Talk World Radio is produced in Charlottesville, Virginia, and syndicated by Pacifica Network. There is no way to peace. Peace is the way.